The Reluctant Traveler, recorded by Samuel J. Kaiser. Naked as a jaybird. For me, the hardest part of African camping was the logistics of one's toilet. One night, we camped on the grounds of a camel farm. The big event of the evening was a talk by the owner of the farm, a man who had spent his life in Africa and who knew camels backwards and forwards. We had gotten back from a day of hot, dusty driving that ended up with a camel walk from the main road into the camp itself. It was a kitschy thing to do, I suppose, sort of like catching a ride in a Disneyland theme park, but we all did it. By the end, everyone was sweaty, dirty, and anxious for a shower, me especially, since my camel had spat on me just before I mounted him. That may have been an expression of opinion. I didn't much like him either. I rocked my way back and forth into the camp on top of the camel, the camel spit making a rivulet down my back. I felt a bit like the skipper in John Greenleaf Whittier's poem, Skipper Ireson's Ride, old Floored Ireson for his hard heart tarred and feathered and carried in a cart by the women of Marblehead. When we finally lurched into camp, Nancy leapt down from her camel and was into the shower before I had my foot out of the stirrup. By the time I had reached our tent, she was done. Nancy was always rushing ahead. She had to get to the next event for the photo ops it offered. She didn't want to miss a thing. I was accustomed to this. I didn't argue. I didn't even mind. I left plenty, Nancy called to me as she left, camera in hand, for the pre-dinner campfire, where everyone was gathering to hear the owner of the camel ranch talk about, what else? Camels. The shower was a phone booth affair. The camp staff heated water in a huge cauldron. Our arrival at the campsite was their signal to prime the showers. This they did by filling a canvas sack that hung from the ceiling of the phone booth like a bulbous wasp's nest. A shower head at the bottom of the bag was attached to a pull string. When you pulled on the string, hot water streamed out. "Hurry," she urged. "You don't want to miss this." I stripped down. Dressed only in my shower clogs, I tiptoed to the shower tent. I gave the pull string a quick jerk to wet myself, careful not to use up the rinse water. I lathered all over, then I pulled hard on the string. Nothing happened. I pulled harder. Dry as an Arizona arroyo in summer. I shook the bag, tipped it every which way, not a drop. I thought to myself, maybe the next shower down has some left over. Naked as, what else, a jaybird, I crept down to the shower behind tent number 3. The water was ice cold, better than nothing. There was barely enough to wet my hair. I tipped down to the next shower. Same story. Ice cold water, hardly any left. Now I was barely 20 yards from the campfire. I'd run out of shower tents as well as water. I skulked back to my tent, wiped myself down, got dressed, and managed to get to the campfire in time to hear the camel rancher telling everyone that once a camel he was riding drank 105 liters of water after going without for 1 full week. I knew just how that camel felt.